The $100 credit will no doubt be appreciated by a lot of families, as the last $100 credit was appreciated by a lot of families. But what has the potential to be far more beneficial to families over the long term are the other aspects of that have now been put on the table by Exelon. The reduction of energy consumption has the ability to create long-term benefits for all families beyond and in excess of whatever the $100 kind of signing bonus is that they might get. The renewable energy and the effect that that has on our state and the waters of the bay and the air we breathe, hard to put a price tag on that. The additional new generation that's being built here in Maryland also has a long-term benefit, because there is a real danger, especially in this rigged system known as the PJM grid, that powerful, wealthy energy interests will combine, and much to the detriment of the working people of our state and every state. And that risk is still there. This settlement by no means fixes the rigged system, the anti-consumer system, the anti-renewable system, the anti-new generation system that is the rigged PJM system. But it does give us domestic and new generation here that mitigates greatly against the downside potential of that sort of future collusion.
Can you tell us what kind of jobs these will be and when they will begin arriving?
Sure, Brian. There'll be a number of them. It's my understanding that Exelon will be creating a new sort of retail and trading division here, and that will be consolidated in Baltimore. One thing I did not mention was the new building in Baltimore that is part of this as well. So there'll be construction jobs there. There will also be ongoing jobs in the retail and trading business here in Baltimore. The other jobs that will be created will be in the building of that new gas-fired power plant. Gas burns certainly gas is less harmful to the environment than coal-burning plants, by and large. So the building of that will employ people in building trades and where our construction industry has been greatly hurt by this economic downturn. The other jobs that will be created will be in the installation of the onshore wind, the construction of the $90 million poultry facility, which will now very likely go forward. Also, the building and installation of the huge amount of solar. Now, let me say a word about the solar. Maybe we'll leave you guys to talk about the solar. It's kind of ramped in and phased up. We had concerns that this sort of big commitment and this big ramp up not harm the smaller, more distributed generation that's already in motion. So, Exelon's credit for that. I'm getting kind of hyper technical now. Exelon's credit for that under our solar recs will not start happening until a few years out on the horizon, when we know we'll absolutely need it. So those are some of the ways, Brian, that the jobs will be created. And a lot of jobs were created in the Recovery and Reinvestment Act that President Obama courageously pushed through. In weatherization, pretty new for us, but we ramped up a big sort of training pipeline and administration in order to properly monitor and deploy those investments in long-term energy savings for families of humble and modest means. And those dollars, as you know, have run out. So the commitment by Exelon under this settlement to make a very substantial investment in weatherization will, I know, be welcome news to a lot of families and of modest means, and especially in Baltimore, because that will also allow the people who have been trained with that skill to continue to be able to go to work and do these jobs. Yes, sir.
It seems like the biggest difference is from what the companies originally proposed on their own is this, the new generation. Is this part of any renewed push towards more energy regulation, re-regulation, anything like that?
Well, this doesn't solve the re-regulation, deregulation problem. I think hindsight will prove that the move to deregulated markets in our state was probably one of the biggest policy mistakes in modern times that our state's made. This does not address that, but what it does allow us to do is to create more generation here. As you know, the Public Service Commission has been using the fullness of its powers in the face of stiff opposition and deep-pocketed litigation to try to force and order the building of new generation. This agreement allows us to accomplish that goal, notwithstanding the Public Service Commission's right thinking in pursuing their order. So the biggest difference was the new generation here domestically. It's 10 times as much new generation as was originally proposed, and it's a doubling, in essence, of our renewable energy here in our state in a very short horizon, relatively speaking. Yes?
Governor, was nuclear part of the discussions at all in your EDS interest in Maryland?
Well, nuclear is actually kind of separate from this merger. I know that EDF was a part of this, these proceedings, and they may have a different perspective on that than we do. I would like to see a third nuclear reactor built at Calvert Cliffs. The EDF is still searching for an American partner, I believe, for their half of that in order for that to go forward. And no doubt there'll be... there'll be other, twists and turns in that odyssey. One of the big sort of game changers that's happened in recent times with regard to new generation is the discovery of far more abundant sources of natural gas in our country, including right here in Maryland, in the Marcellus Shale. And that's had a big impact on new nuclear construction, as you know. I don't believe that any of the other nuclear plants, even the ones that got the guarantees,